Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day. This is the Ready Church. Are you ready? I tell you, Jesus is soon to come. And we here at the Ready Church just want to continue to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. And we just want to encourage you on today. Those of you all that, you know, we see our world is changing. I mean, it's forever changing. But thank God, his word said he's still the same. You know, it's a lot going on, families with families and businesses and at work. And everywhere you look, there's a lot going on. But one thing for sure, if we keep our trust in the true and living God, he will certainly make everything all right. You know, as I say, from one week to another, it's a blessing to still be in the land of the living. You know, there's some that wasn't here, that was here on last week, that's not here today. And there's plenty of bad news every day. You hear something, you know, but the good news is that Jesus is still the answer. He's still in town today. He's still here today. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. His presence is still in the earth today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We lift up your holy and righteous name on today. We pray, oh God, for this nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. And we pray, oh God, for leaders that are leading people away and astray in this last hour. We pray in the name of Jesus for families that are going through, oh God. We're praying for families, oh God, that has lost loved ones, oh God, and in bereavement at this time. Lord, we pray for the young man or that young woman, don't know which way to turn, and the enemy is telling them to commit suicide on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God will stop them right in their track on today. And they will decide to try you, oh God. They've tried this and they've tried that, but they haven't tried you. When you done tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Give him a chance. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm a living witness. And he will do just what he said. He will take care of you. You will be a mind regulator on today and a heart fixer on today. I don't know what you're going through and what you've been through, but God knows, and he's still the answer for the world today. Jesus is the answer. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the way, y'all. And we just thank him on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister to us in a special way. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path, God. I pray on today, God, that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. I pray you unstop deaf ears in this last hour, God, and uncover eyes that they may be able to see. Pull the veils over their eyes, oh God, from off their eyes that they may be able to see in this last hour, that they can say, I once was blind, but now I see. Oh, God, we pray on today for our families. We pray for those that don't know you and a pardon of their sins. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are battling sickness in their bodies. You are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. Those that are deciding to commit suicide or to hurt themselves, on today, we pray on today that your word, oh, God, will break down every stronghold, every yoke in people's lives on today. We here at the Reddit Church just want to be a blessing in people's lives on today. Be a witness for the Lord in this last hour. So much is going on, but you're still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we thank you for it on today. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is still present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord, y'all. He's still Lord. As I always say, and I've been saying over and over from one week to another, you know, it's always something going on, and we got to just trust God. Things ain't getting no better. The Bible says we get closer to the end time, that things will get worse and worse, you know. But like I said, we here at Ready Church want to contend for the faith. Somebody got to contend for the faith. I mean, if someone don't stand firm and stern on the word of God, it's going to be a lost world. And God don't want anyone to be lost. He sent his son to save us, to save us from our sin. You know, and, you know, I was sitting here today as I was studying and stuff, and I said, Lord, as I look back over the churches today, and, you know, and so much corruption and so much dirt, you know, I said, Lord, your house no longer look like your house. And, you know, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, but I understand. I understand because, you know, he told us how and why and what was going to take place. He warned us of judgment was coming, and you know, and we just look and we can see. He said judgment was going to start in the house of God, and the only way and reason why judgment would start is because something came in that was not of him. That's why he had to judge, you know, judge stuff. We judge, you know, every day is just making, you know, good decisions. You know, we judge, and people be saying, don't judge, don't judge. Yes, God is judging this mess. He's judging the stuff, you know, that's taking place today. That's why, you know, there's a strong delusion. People, you know, don't even recognize, you know, what's going on. There's a strong delusion, y'all. But like I said, you know, we no longer, the church no longer look like the church. Because in and everything is going on in there, no longer looking like God's house, you know. And as I was saying, you know, I was like, Lord, I know you said judgment must begin in your house. So it's because unbelievers, sinners, that came in, they taking over the house of God. They running the house of God now. False prophets, false teachers, false leaders, unclean. Ungodly men and women that took over God's house. That's why he's judging this stuff. You say, what? Unclean? He coming in to judge this stuff. That's what he said. Yeah. And that's what's going on. Because look, let's go to Jude. I hope you got time to spend a little time with me today. As I always say, I'm not no preacher, but I love the Lord and I'm a witness. I tell you that. I'm a witness for the Lord. Been in the Lord for 48 years. I'm a witness for the Lord. He told me to watch and pray, and I've been watching, and I've been praying, and I've been staying alert, just like his word said. But we look around today, and we can see a lot of people, you know, weren't watching and praying. Now, I'm going to tell you now, the reason why, like I said, the church looked like it looked is because of what's in the house now. You got unsaved people running the house of God. That's what's going on. Sinners running the house of God. Then churchgoers all your life, been in the church, raised in the church, born in the church, but never gave your life to Christ, never been born again. That makes the difference. You know, people went to church. I mean, been going to church, you know, ever since they were born. You know, different ones. I remember them in the church. They was a little baby, and then they grew up, and now they ministers and preachers, because the pastor done left the church to these unsaved children that never committed their life to the Lord and still ain't committing their life to the Lord, and in the house of God, running the house of God, granddaddy and uncles and fathers that were ministers, then left it over, turned it over to the unsaved children. And that's what we're saying today. Unsaved people in the house of God. Now look here. Jude telling us, he warned us in the book of Jude. Let's start there. I hope you got time. Like I said, spend a little time with me. We're going to give you what the words say. That's the problem too. People need to get back to the word of God. Get back to the Bible. Your basic instructions before leaving the earth. It says in Jude 1, which it only have one book and one chapter. And we're going to start at 4. It said, for there are certain men, that's what the Bible says. Look, it says there are certain men crept in, means stuck, they snuck in, unaware, certain men now, unaware, who were before of old ordained and chosen, ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. That's what the Bible said. Ungodly men. I just told you, these people are not saved. They run in the church, nephews and nieces and, you know, grandchildren, run in the house of God. That's why God got to judge this stuff. I hope you're listening to me. We're trying to help you here. Hey, I'm trying to make some things clear to your sober mind. Yes. It says, for there are certain men. These men was already a pick. Your nephew, nieces, and all that stuff. Certain men crept in. These men were already put in place. Your nephew. And, you know, your grandson and all that. But they ain't never committed their life to the Lord. Ain't never been saved. Been just brought up in the church, get up there and read the scriptures on youth day, you know, and they let them get up there and they think they preaching. Never committed their life to the Lord. But they run in the church now and still doing the same thing in the church that they were doing in the street. That's what we got going on right now. False prophets, false teachers, and false preachers everywhere. This says right here, for there are certain particular people been picked out, men been picked out, been put in this place, crept in, snuck in, because, you know, the church is not watching and praying, snuck in, and you just go along with it, unaware, unaware. When you're unaware of something, you ain't being protected. You got to protect your spiritual, you know, your spiritual soul now. Watch and pray. That's how you protect it. You said unaware. It said who were before of old ordained, set in place. When it's ordained, they've been set in place to this condemnation. That's what we're seeing today, right now. There's condemnation in the house of God. Condemnation, ungodly men. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're doing dirty work. These preachers cussing. These preachers sexing it up, lusting it up. We promoting pastors like Jamal Bryant and raping the young men and women in the church. They coming out telling their story now about how the pastors done, you know, manipulated them. They went to them and thought that they could share, you know, and thought that they were going to help them be delivered. And then some of them suicidal, and some of them have kept themselves when you listen to some of the stories. The church is messed up, y'all. Mm-hmm. Ungodly men running the house of God. Mm-hmm. Got a form of godliness. They looked at their uncle, and they looked at their granddad, how they was up there, you know, hooping and, you know, and they know how to do it now. But Lord have mercy. Oh, my God, judgment. Judgment. And like I said, raping them little boys and stuff. Like, you know, Ed Long that was talking to, you know, had them young boys in the church where, you know, they had these little certain little things they do with the boys and the girls and stuff. And they go to the church because their father won't there. The father won't in the home. So the mother think they can trust the pastor's children over to these sick people. Oh, my God, ungodly men. Yeah, doing everything, you know, putting the kids telling them what, you know, how they feel because their dad ain't there and mom ain't there. And then the pastor got in there to manipulate them by telling them this is what God wants you to do. God wants you to do this and God said do that. Oh, my God, the church is messed up, y'all. Ungodly men, they got a gift. Yeah, I mean, you know, people, gifts are without repentance. You can have a gift to sing, when you have a gift to preach, but without the anointing, the Holy Spirit that destroys the yokes, it's just a gift. It's just a gift. And that's what we're seeing today. Even with Leandra, she was asking for help. She talked about she grew up in the church and everything, but she saw so much and see so much even now. She was asking for help. The young lady wanted help. But now they just using her for her gift. Gifts are without repentance, y'all. And you know it's without repentance when you see their fruit. Because, see, when you see, you shall know them by their fruit. Yeah. The lifestyle of Christ, for real, when you got Christ on the inside. But like I said, these people, it's all about money, prosperity. We're brought in through TBN and, TBN, prosperity, and these preachers ate it up. 5013, yeah, they ate it up. The Bible said, and this condemnation turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, a license to sin. Giving these men a license to sin. They ain't saved. Give them a license to sin. Just put them up there. Everybody got their license. Everybody, apostles and chief apostles and prophets. And oh, my God. This is sick, y'all. This is sick. The church is sick. The church is supposed to have power to heal the sick and raise the dead. Not, These people, these men were given a license to sin. They untamed just like animals. Thoughts and the stuff they're doing in the church, cussing and oh my God, and just what, twerking, and oh my God, sick church, animalistic. Oh my God, anything goes. And you remember for a while men were wearing those shirts, the beast. What's up, beast? What's up, you know? Oh, my God, all the stuff that you see and saw. Beast. Promoting that spirit of beast. And some men wearing these shirts, savage. Do you not know what savage means? Brutal. Aggressive. Harsh. Don't care. Cruel. Wild. In and everything goes. Oh, you ought to be careful what you wear. Or what you wear is what you represent, you know? You're branding yourself. It's just like when they used to brand animals. You know, they put them, they stick them hot irons on the cattle and stuff so that people would know which cattle belong to who. And it's the same thing. The devil's branding you. Got you wearing all kinds of mess. Yeah. Just like, you know, when Bush was in the office, everybody walking around, they call it bone and skull. Everybody start wearing bones and skull. And bones and skull always represented death. But you look at our country, everybody start wearing hats with skulls on them. Skulls and bones. Hats. Your head. That's where your thoughts at. The enemy know. You know, just like the Bible talks about in Ephesians, it said put on the whole armor of God, the full armor. Your head, you got to protect your head with the helmet, you know, and the breastplate across your chest, your heart. Protect your heart, you know. And so, and the devil knew that. Everybody had on skulls and bone. Skulls and bone hat, skulls and bone scar, skulls and bone belts and shoes and pants. The whole, full armor, huh? From your head to your feet. The devil knew, brought in the spirit of death. And now everybody just worshiping the dead. Everybody going to the graveyard, talking to the dead, talking to them dead grandma, dead uncles, and dead. Oh, my God. We've gotten away from the word of God, the Old Testament. That's what the devil wanted. You got to know thou shalt not be in witchcraft and sorcery and, you know, and all the stuff that people are doing and talking to the dead and putting tattoos on you, representing the dead, my dead grandmama and aunt. Oh, my God. The devil knew what he was doing, setting up the church. Now, we know this stuff been going on in the world. Sailors been wearing, was the only ones that were wearing tattoos years ago. Only sailors. Sailors wore tattoos. You ain't seen, you knew they was in the military, in the Navy when you saw them with them tattoos on. But now, everybody wearing them. The saints and sinners alike. And with the Bible said we're in this world, but not of the world. But you look today, a lot of them are doing the same thing because you know what? All they was churchgoers. They were not saved and still ain't saved. Running the church and ain't saved. That's why you're doing in and everything. That's why they running the women and the women running the men and they having all the orgies, the husband and wife. Oh, my God, it's a money racket. It's prosperity here and there. The word of God is going out the window. Gone. Gone. The Bible said, and lasciviousness. Let me get back. Which I say, giving them a license to sin. You know, and grease the grace. Everybody, oh, God's grace, God's grace. Oh, but you shipwrecking God's house, doing in and everything. Lying, got itching ears. People got itching ears. You know, the pastor doing all kinds of dirt, and everybody in there, all for it. They got the itching ear. Know why? Because you doing the same thing that the preacher doing. And you don't want to be corrected, and you don't want God in nothing. They don't want prayer, don't want God in nothing. This Lord, just let me have my own way. Just have it your way, like Burger King. Just have it your way. No, not in God's house, true church. You might have your way in these church, these men institutions that they got going on. But in God's house, you ain't going to do in and everything. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail. But like I said, these churches today is the old good boy club. That's what it is, like a club. Yeah. That's what's going on. It's just like when Nimrod was hunting, and he wasn't just hunting for animals. He ain't hunting for men. And that's what we got going on in the church today. They hunting for men to try to build a tower, to rebuild a tower that God done knocked down. He going to tear it down again because man want to be God. Yeah, man want to be God. We read that last week. Let's do the song. Man want to rule. Man want to take over the earth. They don't want to abide by God's word no more. That's why you start telling people when they first, you know, get a life to the Lord, go to Psalm, go to the New Testament so they won't know about the Old Testament. You know, the thou shalt not this and the thou shalt not that, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and ain't no man supposed to be with a man and a woman be with a woman, and oh no, don't go there, and these tattoos and these piercings, and God said don't cut in your flesh, and you know, and then witchcraft and, you know, wizards and warlocks and everything, when people be sight doing they sign, talking about, what sign are you? Oh, we don't do that. We don't do that in the body of Christ. What sign are you? Jesus, representing Jesus. No, all this other stuff,
That's why they wanted to take you out of the word of God so you won't know truth. The Bible says in Psalms 2, it says, why do the heathens, the ungodly folks, why do the heathens rage? There's some of these people in the world that want to take over these leaders and rulers and stuff. It said, and the people imagine a vain thing. It said the kings, this is the reason right here, it said the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers taking counseling together. Everybody coming together. Mm-hmm. Everybody coming together against, look, the word say, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, yeah, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Just to get rid of all, you know, the rules, but you got rules everywhere. Rules in the school, rules on your job, rules, you know, you certain things you can't do and wear and stuff like that. But when it comes to God's house, no, anything goes. No, we want to break asunder, you know. That's what he said, break asunder and cast away the cords. Cast it away. Let's get rid of. Let's get rid of everything that's like God. Let's just take over. And that's what they're doing. Ungodly men, these singers and stuff, been singing in the church all your life. You know, your mama made you sing, and you, even when you didn't want to sing, and you hear the testimonies. And people just, you know, so now they mad, but look, they was mad, but it happened now because they making money off of it. What mama, and then was you was upset with mama now. But now you ain't upset with them no more. You making money. You build, you got houses and cars and, you know, clothes and jewelry and all that stuff now. You know, so, you know, you doing like Joel Osteen talking about you living your best life now. I'm here to tell you this ain't your best life, honey. Because after this life, judgment. After this over, it ain't just over. Everybody going to heaven, just do whatever, live like the devil. I think you're going to make it to heaven. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Taking out hell out of the Bible, but you keep heaven. Oh, no, 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 no. And just because you take it out don't mean it's gone. Mm-mm-mm. Ain't that something? Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, this is just, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. And last week, you know, I was talking about, you know, some people get saved and then they go right back to doing the same thing. It's not worse because what they were doing years ago is just people come in, they repent, say what the pastor say, and then go right back out there and not even know what the word of God says. You add on seven more spirits worse than the ones you had before. That's why some people, you look and you say, well, I would have never believed they killed their mama or killed their dad or killed their baby. They wasn't that type of person. It's doors you open up in your life, things you listen to, the music. It's just like I say, somebody keep hearing, oh, kill, 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 kill. These games and stuff, these people sit there and look at these shooting games all day. Shoot, 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 shoot. Kill, 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 kill. That's the way, that's what you're going to want to do. Go ahead and kill somebody. That's what the devil works behind. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The Bible says, John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy your life. And he's doing it. Yeah, he's doing it. And the devil got a foothold in the house of God, getting everything set up for the Antichrist. Yeah, to step right in place. No Holy Ghost power. Like I said last week, no Holy Ghost power. That's the only thing going to keep you. Getting saved is just not enough. You need the Holy Ghost power to keep power, to keep you. Some people say, just like when I read in Acts last week, Acts 19 chapter, and Paul was talking to Apollos, and he was telling him he knew that Apollos was saved, but he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And Apollos said, look, I didn't even know that there was no Holy Ghost. And some people don't even know that there's the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. That's what keeps you. He will lead you to all truth. He will guide you. Yeah. But like I said, so many people ain't never heard of the Holy Ghost. And that's why you got devils running the church. Demonic spirits running the church, cussing preachers, drinking preachers, lusting preachers, every kind of preacher but the but a man of God, a true man of God. So that's why the church is sick. It's sin sick. No spiritual life there. It's a club. It's a meeting place. You know, it's entertainment now. That's why you got so many people go to church today, because they ain't got to be saved. They ain't getting saved. That's what the house of God was for deliverance. But they go there, ain't no power there, ain't nobody being healed. And Jesus' ministry, most of his ministry was healing, deliverance, setting people free, raising people from the dead. Oh, yeah, but these are clubs, meeting place. People meet one another and getting hooked up. And, oh, my God, worse than a club. Psychedelic lights, spinning balls and flashing lights, messing with altering your thinking. You can't even think. It's like going to a disco club in the dark. And you know anything going on in the dark. When we was in a club, you know, when I was growing up, you're in a club, you go in there, it's so dark in there sometimes you don't even know who you're rubbing up against. Come on. Come on out in the dark and get in the lights. Come on. Let's be real so we can get free. Oh, my God, the church is in a terrible state, and we're running out of time. Oh, yeah, like I say, ain't healing nobody. Ain't nobody being raised from the dead. People used to have cancer and had diabetes and was in wheelchairs and being, oh, my God, they believed God, and they was raised from the dead. A sister this week came over that used to have cancer, and God healed her body. I said, Lord, I thank you. You know, she was walking with a cane. Now she ain't walking with nothing. She looked good, and she acting good. She feeling good, and she glorifying God. That's God. That's what the church was supposed to be all about. Oh, my God. But people in the church now, they suicidal. Yeah. Yeah. And, man, they're talking about mental health and all. Oh, my God. Jesus is a mind regulator. And some of these doctors they going to and psychiatrists they going to, they need a psychiatrist. Did y'all not read that years ago? The man that killed himself after he done called himself, done listened to different ones, and he went there and killed himself. Y'all need to dig up, go back and dig. This mess is just a shame. It's just so much going on. It's so much I want to deal with through the Word of God, you know, cause and get you pointed to Jesus, so you can know that's where your help gonna come from. God's Word will raise you up and out of whatever dilemma, depression, dark place you in. The Word of God will be light and bring life to you. Jesus came to save me and lost souls. That's the mission. That's the mission for the church. Lost souls will be saved. People need help. People need hope. It's still Jesus. Your help and your hope, still you need Jesus. People need the Lord. People need the Holy Spirit power. That's what we're not seeing today. Oh, my God. You know, it's just so much. It's so much going on in this world. It's so much going on. People don't know which way to turn. Which way to turn. The Bible says, and let's go to Luke. Luke 4. This is what the mission of the church, y'all. But you ain't nobody going to be saved with it. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the Word of God said, no man comes unto the Father except for the Spirit of God draw them. But if that preacher ain't got the Spirit of God in him, he trying to draw you. Oh, my God. The Word of God said right here in Luke 4 and 18, it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed. That's the Holy Spirit. Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. It's the purpose for the preacher. What's going on? What happened to the mission, y'all? The anointing. They say he has anointed me. I'm anointed you with what? The Holy Spirit. To preach the gospel to the poor. That's anyone that don't know Jesus. That's the poor. You. That's the poor. just no finances. You're poor. The Bible says in Revelation, when you're poor and wretched, you think because you got houses and cars and money and, oh, my God. But he said, no, you wretched. You're undone. Without Jesus. And right here, let me finish reading. It said, and he has sent me to heal the broken heart. That's the job of the pastors, the leaders, the preachers. Brokenhearted. People that's been rejected. You know, people that feel like there's no hope. You know, been on drugs and, you know, and alcoholic and, you know, all these things that had you captive, that was holding you, binding you up. That's what the preaching of the word with the Holy Spirit to break these yokes in your life, to preach deliverance to the captive, the people that are bound, yoked up, tied up, tangled up and stuff. I feel like there's no hope. So the devil tell you take your own life. No, Jesus, he's here to save you, deliver you, to keep you. It's the end, recovering the sight to the blind. Where the enemy don't blind your mind, you know, he will set you free. You know, you'll be, I once was blind, but now I see. You open your eyes to truth. The truth, God's word. It said to set at liberty them that are bruised. This is the job of the pastor, y'all, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What's acceptable to God? Righteousness, holiness. It said, and he closed the book and gave it again to the ministers and sat down. This is the job of the ministers, of the leaders. The man, a true man of God, this is your job, to preach the gospel, to set the captive free, to mend the broken, to heal the brokenhearted, those that are bound and abused, bruised, been, you know, battered and shattered in this life through life circumstances and things that happen in their life. That's what the word of God will do. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's just so much. It's so much. But what we see today, like I said, this nation, I'm telling you, have forgotten God, forsaken God, cast prayer away, cast the commandments away. Oh, my God. Become fornicators. Fornicators. Yeah, become fornicators. That's what's in the church. Fornicators. Spiritual fornicators. What? Spiritual fornicators? Yes. Let's go to Revelation. Yes. Lord, help me help somebody. Come on, wake up. Time is running out. Jesus is going to come. And you say, well, y'all been saying that for years. Jesus is coming. Is he still coming? But the Bible also said he's not coming until the scriptures, all these scriptures, has got to be fulfilled, and then the end. And when is that? No man know. I don't know. You don't know. People predicting from different religions, I think, what, the Jehovah Witness and all these other different religions and stuff, predicting that Jesus coming on a certain day, and he didn't come. Oh, my God, some people sold everything, got rid of their houses. And, oh, my God. Stick with the word of God. You can't go wrong. You listen to men, and you may say, get off track. But if you stick in the word of God, you won't. Now, I'm talking about spiritual fornicators now. Let's go to Revelation. You said spiritual fornicator. Yeah. Well, let me read this right here. Well, this is the church right here, Laodicea. Right here, it said, look, in verse 15, it said, I know your works. Look, God said, ain't nothing you doing, these preachers doing, they think they getting away. He said, look, I know thy works, and I know thy neither cold or hot, and I knew thou wert cold or whether cold or hot. He said, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither nor cold hot, cold nor hot, I spew thee out of my mouth. Because of verse 17, because thou say, you say, I'm rich. I've increased in goods. That's what's going on in church today. They're using it for a money scam. Everybody want to be a preacher because they think they can make some money. That's what you got out here. How many? Give me $100. I need 100 people. Give me $100. I started off with $100 tonight. I started off with $1,000 tonight. How many will follow me? All these gimmies and games. How many will give me $40? I need 40 people. The Lord says 40 people in here that give me $40. 80 people, the Lord said, that Lord said. Ain't no Lord said nothing. He said, they said, I said, but he said, I have not spoken. So you better get in your word. There's some games and gimmicks going out here for your soul, for your soul. That record deal company that Kirk Franklin be advertising, yeah, for your soul, right in your face, for your soul. How plainer can you get than to tell you it's for your soul? And people are selling their soul for fame and fortune and a name, for things that have been made with your own hands. These trophies, who made the trophy? Some man or some woman with their hand, and you so proud of it, lifting it up in the air, talking about, I thank God. Which God? You talking about the God of this world system, the little g, because so ain't the Heavenly Father, the Almighty God that made heaven and earth. That ain't who you giving honor to. You giving honor to the God of this world system. Yeah, Stellar Awards and all these awards. You getting your award right here. You ain't looking for that one in heaven. You looking for your reward right here. And keep listening to Jake talking about this, your heaven right here on earth. That ain't what he said when he first came out. He said, you know, that Jesus was going to prepare a place for us. But now, No, his heaven right here on earth. He said he's going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left. That's another lie. You won't do that. No man can do that. You're not God. He ain't created no heaven, no earth. No flower, no tree, no bird, no bee. You ain't did it, and you ain't going to do it. And you got to die just like everybody else. He go to bathroom just like you do and like me. He's a man, you know. He's not the creator. He's a creature just like you and I. That's what I'm saying. It said, because thou hast said, I am rich and wretched. I'm rich and increased. I told you I need to get my glass increased with good. And I need nothing. That's what these pastors are saying now. They done made so much money off of you. Yeah, they done made money off of you buying their books. They got Bibles. They got Bibles. Y'all buying these preachers' Bibles. What's wrong with the Bible we already had? Why we got to get something new? Philosophized. Man's thoughts. Not God's word. Now it's man's thoughts. They taking over. Man want to be ruler over the earth. Out with you, Lord. Want a new world order now. Out with you. Get rid of you. Man want to do what he want to do because trying to rebuild a tower, getting everything set up for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. Yeah, everything being set up now. I was even looking the other day where they even got in some of the stores right now that you can't even get in. It's, you know, like when you're going through a scan with the little bar in front of you and it flips when you go through. Oh, you're going to have a number, honey. Yeah, I'm going to have to show that, too. But anyway, it says you have need of nothing. That's what these preachers saying. I ain't got no need of nothing. I got it all. I got a mansion, two and three of them. You know, one side of town and another city and in the islands and everywhere, you know. I got a home over in the island. I got a home over here in the over here in California, and, you know, I got everything. I don't need that. I got plenty of money. I don't need God because I can buy whatever I want to buy. It said, and know not that thou art wretched. This is what God said. You say you're rich, and you need nothing. He said you're miserable, you're poor. You're poor. They will go with the poor. And he ain't talking about with no money. Poor. You're poor without God. It said, and blind and you're naked. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Ooh, Jesus. Well, let me get back to the fornicator, because that's what we got going on in the earth. In this, fornicators in the spiritual. Spiritual fornicators. That's what we got going on. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Revelation. Let's see. Thank you. Revelation 18. Let me see. I think it's Revelation 18. That's what we got. Yeah. And verse 3. All right, let's read. For all nations. All nations. Do you see that? All nations. What they do? All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Spiritual fornication. Yeah. The word of God says all nations drunk of her wine and the wrath of her fornication. They're unfaithful to God now. You're joining with all these nations coming together, you know, thinking that they're going to outsmart God and going to win over God. But he going, at the end, he going to say, drop dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, they think they're outsmarting the one that made them. How stupid can anybody be to think you outsmart the one that made you, the creator? Oh, my God. It said, for all nations have drunken the wine. All nations have drunken the wine. What it's talking about is the doctrine, the teachings, false teaching, compromising, tolerating, and tolerating the spirit. Just tolerate. You do what you want. I do what I want to do. You be a snake worshiper, and you know, and I'm gonna worship Allah, and you worship Buddha, and I worship the tree, and you worship the bird and Mother Nature, and all. Come on now. They have drunken the wine. Oh, yeah. It's spiritual fornicator. Just believe whatever. They're sleeping together. That's what fornicating. They all come together. Sleeping together. Fornicating. That's what the word say. They say fornicator. It said, and the kings of the earth has committed fornication. Okay? The kings, the leaders. You know, the presidents and, you know, and the ones that's ruling over these different nations. It's all the nations. All the nations. All nations. I think, 195 countries in the world? It's all nations. United States, Canada, Germany, Australia, China, and just go on. Russia, just all nations coming together. They're fornicating. They're coming together, getting together now. Getting together with somebody that, you know, you shouldn't be. That's what a fornicator is. In and everything goes with a fornicator. Don't care who they sleep with. And he's using that. And the word of God said Babylon has fallen. America, spiritual Babylon, has fallen. Mingling with everybody, committing fornication with her. It's the, and the merchants of the earth. Who's the merchants? You got the merchant marine, you got merchant bank, you got merchants. Anybody, you know, business owners, you know, men and women, merchants, the wealth of the world, and wax rich through their abundance. Abundance? That's the power, luxury. And of her delicacy. Yeah. And wax rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Yeah. We got everything, you know, earthly materials, you know, finest, the finest clothes, the finest houses, finest shoes and cars. And you know, we got plenty. Yeah. But you don't have Jesus. He said, you're rich. You're undone. You're miserable. You're poor. Look God. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God Almighty. He's covering this whole earth. Let's go to Psalms. 47. Psalms 47. Psalms 47. I'm just trying to help you here. I pray y'all will go back and read these scriptures and see what thus saith the Lord concerning your soul. People need the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Like I said, these rulers and these leaders today. They came right out of school, right on in the church, got ungodly professors. You know, don't nobody believe the word of God. Ungodly professors persuade you and turn your mind around from what you used to believe. You know, you done left home and you off in college by yourself. And they been sent in to change your mind and to take you away from truth, changing the word of God to suit themselves. Yeah. make you believe in yourself now. Look around. Everybody just believe in themselves. The Bible says here in Psalms 47, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Do you hear that? He's great king over all the earth. Verse 7 says, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Oh, yes. So, you know, he still rules. He's still the ruler. Yeah. I want you to know today, but hey, you were born in sin, but you can be born again. You can. Today. Choose you this day. Get on the word of God. It's the only thing that's going to help you. It's the word of God. Let's go to John 3:19. John 3:19. See what that says. I pray that you will go back and listen. Just, you know, get along with God by yourself so he can talk to you. And you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. We're running out of time, y'all. It says, you need to be born again. The reason why you need to be born again is because, look, men love darkness rather than light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like where they're at and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see, 3:19. It says 3:19. Let's read. And this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Come on, y'all. Wow. Because their deeds were evil. Yeah. People, they enjoy what they're doing. Yeah. They enjoy what they're doing. That's why you got leaders in the church that ain't saved. They enjoy what they're doing. They ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. I ain't going to say they don't know about the Holy Ghost. Just don't want it. Why? Because they're enjoying the pleasures. The Bible said there's pleasure in it. Pleasure in sin. Yeah, let's go to Proverbs 14. But I ain't going to tell you it ain't no pay for it either. The pay for sin is death, y'all. Separation from between you and your God. The Bible says, in Proverbs 14, we're going to give you the word, because this is what's going to, this going to save you. The word of God will save you, and the word of God will keep you. The Holy Ghost will keep you and lead you and guide you to all truth. Today I'm going to tell you, that's the only thing that's been keeping me is the word of God. It's been a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It says 14 and verse, Proverbs 14 and 12. 14 and 12. It says, look, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. Look, there's a way. This stuff that they're doing, it seemed right to them because they got a strong delusion over their mind now. Because what? Because they wouldn't believe the truth, wouldn't accept the truth. So God going to send a strong delusion, and that's what you're seeing today. That's why they can say, cuss in his name, you know, and do all this mess that they're doing in his name and running women in his name and having men having sex with preachers, having sex with another preacher. Because what? Why? My God, why? Because there's a way which seems right unto a man. To them, it's okay. It said, but let's read the rest of it. It said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The wages, the pay for sin, y'all, is death. Oh, yes. You know, so sinners, you know, they're under control of sin. With the devil, when you come into the world, we always born as sinners. That's why we had to be born again. No sinner will never repent and be born again without the Holy Spirit. No one. Never. Because it says that the Spirit draws you.
Yeah.
We got to get that understanding here.
No man cometh to God except the Spirit draw of him. So the Holy Spirit has to work in your mind in the mind of a sinner. And that the sinner can never be saved without the Holy Spirit breaking through the sin nature. Because you love sin. And the Bible just said it. They love sin. They love what you're doing. You enjoy it. They're only not blind in darkness by Satan. You're blind by the love of the darkness. Not only, you know, you're blind from Satan, you know, but the love of the darkness at the end. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But you can be born again, y'all. Yeah. Paul ministered. He ministered. Just like Jesus, he ministered. The word of God said, greater works shall we do. How are we going to do greater works if you don't want Jesus? If you don't accept his Holy Spirit inside of you and repent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to repent. But the only way a sinner going to repent is through, you know, by the Holy Spirit dealing with you, dealing with your mind, dealing with your life, reading the word, feasting off the word, you know, getting up in the morning, reading your word, give us our daily bread. Just like you're feeding yourself physically, feed yourself spiritually. The word of God, get up early. Uh-huh. It said what? Because they're dead in their trespassing and sin. So if you're dead in your trespassing sin, you can't be born again. You know, because you're dead in your trespassing and sin. It takes the Holy Spirit to deal with you. Because you're under control of the God of this world system. The word of God said that you're born in darkness. You know, you're born in sin. You're blind. Yeah, by the God of this world system. Now let's go to Colossians. Just trying to get through here. I pray that you go back. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, but I can try to give you the word of God and tell you what's been keeping me. And I'll tell you what I use. You know, some people are like, girl, what is it that you use? What is it that you're using? You know, I can see it's keeping you, you know, and stuff, you know? Lord have mercy. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Yes, Lord, only him. We got to live a life that's pleasing to him, y'all. Colossians chapter, let's see, 1 and verse 21. This is what the church is supposed to be about right here. Right here. Doing just like Paul ministered and other ones. Right here. It says, and you that were, now, that was before you got saved, were. When you get saved, this is what makes the difference. And this is what the minister is supposed to be having the Holy Spirit. Because, see, it's an and you that were, not still is, not never have, but were sometime alienated and the enemy was in your mind. We all was born in sin. He was in our mind. He was talking to us, telling us things to do, the wrong things to do. It's by wicked works. Doings, y'all. The battle is in your mind. It say, yet now has thou reconciled, but when you get Christ in your life, he changes you. It say, in the body of his flesh through death, dying to your old self, you know, the old you, the old way of doing things, the wrong, you know, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, going the wrong places, you know. It say, to present you holy. When Christ come in, you become holy. When you invite the Holy Spirit in and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And then it said, if ye continue, not stop, we got to contend for the faith. That's why I look at God. I look at God's house and I say, oh, my God. He said, let us contend for the faith, not give it up.
Not say God doing a new thing, out with the old, and we can just do anything in God's house, look any kind of way, breath out, butt out, everything warm and down, loose, and everything is loose. Every way you look, people ain't got no clothes on, children, everything. That's why God had to go in and destroy everything in Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities around because of the sin. It was so corrupt. And we right back there again today, corrupt everywhere, corruption everywhere. People just doing whatever they want to do, looking any kind of way, has, oh, Lord have mercy, has nigger everywhere. Porn everywhere. Porn on TV, porn everywhere. That's why he had to go in and destroy everything, wash everything out, wash everything away. Everything, the kids was dirty, because the kids looking at you. Kids humping and bumping and twerking, little bitty babies twerking. And grown men looking at this stuff. Then you won't know why they go out here, you know, and they don't have a right to do it. But you helping them to do it because you putting your child out there on display for a man to rape him and kill him. A father just killed his baby. I mean, this was a baby. This was not a, like, 1 or 2 year old child. This was a baby. The dad raped that baby and killed that baby. There's some gruesome, devilish things going on. I'm telling you, the church ain't happening. But it says, and if you contend in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature. It was preached to us, y'all. Like I said, some of these people been brought up in the church. It was preached to you, you know. The word of God was preached. And I know that if some of the grandmamas and mothers and stuff that's going on before us could see the church today, they would not believe what's in the house. It said, which is under heaven, whereby I, Paul, am made a minister. That's why he was made a minister. To preach the gospel, the good news to all human beings, no matter who you are, where you come from, God wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. And like I said, yeah, the Bible says it's pleasure and sin, but it's only for a season, y'all. Hebrews 11 and 25. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And 25 says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Don't you rather choose? No, some of y'all don't, but there's a lot of us do. Choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It's only a season, y'all. All this stuff go in. Oh, there's an end to the sin. You got to be born again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Why the blood run warm in your vein? You know? Come on out. Come on out of the darkness. Repent. Yeah. Repent of your sin. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to help you here. I'm telling you, the church don't have the Holy Ghost. These pastors do not have the Holy Spirit. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. These singers ain't got it. They've been singing ever since they were little, singing and hopping and jumping. And some of them singers, now they preachers because they've been singing and jumping. And people been, you know, celebrating them all this time. So now they, oh, God called me to preach because you were singing and saying some scriptures. And now you in the pulpit. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. God's house. Oh, my God. Let's go to Haggai. You may say, well, she's going a long time. I just want you to get it. You know what? And if I'm going too long, you know what? Go back and listen. You go to a movie. Some of y'all go to a movie and sit there for 3 hours. I ain't been up in no 3 hours. And you get bored with the word of God. And this is what's going to save you. This is what's going to save your family. This is what's going to save your children, your grandchildren. Because look, I don't care how old you are right now. You ain't going to stay there. You're going to get old. You're going to change.
I don't care how beautiful you think you look, man. Keep looking in the mirror. We used to have a picture that the kids had from school where they show where the lady was young and then you turn her upside down and then she was old. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Everything changing, y'all. You just keep looking in the mirror. Keep looking in the mirror. You know what you see today, you won't see, you know, in a couple of years from now. You know? But one thing for sure, if your soul is anchored in the Lord, it won't even matter. Because he said he's going to give you a new heaven, it's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. The old thing going to pass away. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yes. Hey, guys. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. He ain't through with you either. It's just the beginning. He love you. He wants to share the word of God with you so that you may get understanding. Look, right here. Listen to this. You know, as I was saying, you know, the house of God don't look the same. Right here, it said, look. Haggai 1, Haggai chapter 2, and verse 3. Who is left among you that saw? Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? It said, who is left? Who's still holding on, y'all? Who's still contending for the faith? Who's still standing for truth? Who's left? Who's left among you that saw this house before judgment hit? Before, you know, who's still holding on to truth? Who's still standing for righteousness? Who cares about what they say and where they go and, you know, what's come out of your mouth? And, you know, who's left among you that saw the house in its first glory, in the first stage of generation before this one? It says, who? And her glory, God's presence, you know, people being healed, set free, and running around, you know, being set free. And not, you're not just running around or running up and down in, you know, the church where you see today, everybody's saved. And that's all you see, I'm just jumping. Ain't nobody being saved, ain't nobody being set free, nobody being delivered. It's the generation X, Y, and Z. All the letters is finished now. I'm telling you. When you look around, they say, who? Who's left? I look around and I just shake my hand, Lord. Shake my head. Who's left? Who's still standing? Who still remember what the church used to be? How it used to be? How people was being set free and delivered? Mm-hmm. Who's left? I mean, who's sticking to the old landmark, the foundation of truth? Who is it? You know, who's left? Who? Who's left to say, I marvel not that you soon turned away? But you ain't turned away. Who? And they say, and how do you see it now? How do you see it now? How do you see God's house now? Come on, y'all. What's going on? It's not the same. It's polluted. It's wild stuff going on in the house of God. Wickedness, entertainment, false prophets, false leaders, lying prophets. Mm-hmm. Signs are everywhere, y'all. Signs are everywhere. You see the handwriting on the wall? Don't act like you don't see it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's not God, y'all. It's not God. It's unrighteousness, unholiness, y'all. It's corruption. Mm-hmm. These pastors are something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, running after money to be fame. I heard one of the young men that I used to minister to and stuff, he said his pastor said he want to be a millionaire. Oh, my God. I would have went right on out there, though. You won't be a millionaire off of me. Mm-mm. No. Because that's not what God called you to do and to be. You're supposed to be preaching the word of God, you know?
There are people out here that don't have nowhere to stay, people on the street, you know, everywhere. And these churches just filling their pockets, Even got a, what, the pastor got a pastor's purse. What in the world? I never heard that one before. Pastor's purse. Money, y'all. This stuff is not right in the eyesight of God. Mm-hmm. It sure isn't. The Bible says, and it said, how you see it now versus how it used to be. This is the word. It said, is it not your eyes in comparison of it? Is not nothing? That the church is not the same. The house of God is a place where sinners supposed to come. That was why the church was created. For sinners to come and to be saved, to be set free, to be delivered from her brokenness. It's the altar for us to come. Oh, my God. Come to him. Come to Jesus. But what in the world is going on in the house of God now, y'all? Look at it. It's not the same. It's a mess. Filthiness, pollution, foul stuff everywhere. Oh, my God. The church is a place for baptized believers that believe in Jesus Christ and living by the Holy Spirit, free from sin, separated from the world. But look, you know, just come up from the world and the church is in the world. It's going to be disconnected. They're connected. Oh, my God. Supposed to be broken apart. When you separate, you're supposed to be disconnected, not connected. When you separate it, when you separate from the world, you're disconnected, unrelated, not related. You're broken up from the world. You departed. You stepped away. You done isolated yourself. You living in righteousness now where you was in unrighteousness. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin? No. That means we shouldn't practice sin. I don't mean you're in sin, but you shouldn't practice sin. You know? It says Jesus is the head of the church, y'all. It's going to be righteousness. Nothing in his church but righteousness. It's going to be salvation, sanctification, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And the leaders and overseers should be shouldn't be cussing and lying and, you know, God is a holy and righteous God. His house, he's the head of the house. And he got these shepherds that's supposed to be under shepherd, leading the people to righteousness. Oh, my God. But like I said, who's left among you? Who's left among you that saw this house in its first state? What's going on? What in the world? Oh, my God. We see everything except for what we need to see in God's house. I thank God he has a remnant that's still holding on, y'all. Still holding on to truth. Still holding on to the true word of God. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the church people today, they don't stray away. They don't stray away from truth. They don't want to hear it. Some of the ones that I used to, you know, fellowship and worship with, they done gone back. You look at them, they're everybody on Facebook and telling all your business. They're up there dancing. I mean, some of the saints that were praising God and, I mean, oh, my God, falling all out and all that. Now, they got their belly out. Oh, my God, done lost so much weight, you know what I'm saying? You know, they lose weight and they lose their mind because you get on your eyes, get on your flesh, and you think you're all that. But that flesh got to die, and that flesh got to give an account. Yeah, you might be feel like, oh, yeah, I'm somebody now. Oh, my God, the devil fooling you because it ain't about your flesh. It's about your soul, you know. It's about where you're going to spend eternity because ashes to ash and dust to dust, you're going to go back. We're just dust on duty. That's all of us. We're just dust on duty.
You came from the dust of the earth, and you're going back. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But we all going to give an account of who your soul is going to serve, who you going to go, who you going to spend eternity, where your soul going to spend eternity. Yeah, you know, this body, the dust, is going back to the dust. But your soul, where is it going to spend eternity, y'all? Where? You need to seek the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, to lead you and guide you into all truth. Church is supposed to be an example to the world, but when we look at the church today, the world is in the church. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us to hold out. I just want to say, we're here at the Ready Church. Just want to be a blessing to your life. Just want you to examine yourself. Take a minute just to stop and think. What am I doing? Where am I going? Where am I going to spend eternity? Lord, do I know you? If I don't, Lord, I want to get to know you in a personal way. He'll meet you right where you at. You ain't got to be in church house. He will meet you right where he at. Right where you at. In your bedroom, in your living room, wherever you at, in the bathroom, wherever you at, on the street, wherever you at. He will meet you right where you are. And you just want to accept him in your life. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. You know, I just need you to lead me and guide me. I need you to lead me and guide me throughout the rest of my life. I'm placing my life in your hands on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister to all of us in a special way. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We pray for that person on today that was thinking of doing something to themselves, oh God, to commit suicide or run over the bridge or anything the enemy may tell them to do, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We know that you're able to keep us from falling. Oh God, apart from you, we can't do anything. But we trust in you and look unto you, the true and living God. Have your way in our lives and help us to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. The Ready Church, God bless you.
Got it.